Hello, I'm PJ O'Connor, president of OC Reilly, a national healthcare services advisory firm. Welcome to the OC Reilly Bottom Line Podcast. In this series of discussions, we're focused on value-add services and food service in particular. Joining me are Bill O'Connor, founder and chairman of OC Reilly, and John Jones, our director of special projects. Let's get this conversation started. I feel like if I'm a CFO, there's a big value add missing there that I think we've been successful in accomplishing on several occasions, and just bottom line improvement, right?
Oh, absolutely. I could tell you unequivocally that every engagement we've been involved with, we've saved money, but most importantly, we've saved money while improving the quality and the service. That's always the goal. I mean, when you hear bottom line savings, that's actually the easier task. But how do you accomplish that goal while improving services? And it's not that we've walked into some bad operations, but there's always something that we could help improve. And again, could be kitchen design, could be the contract that they have with their current vendor or GPO, could be the type of food that they're serving, and working with nutritionists and so on, and could be an IT situation. How are the orders coming in? How are they processed? How are they going out? I mean, there's a vast array of different areas that we look at. But I think collaboration and getting tangible data to quantify, you know, what we're seeing is critical. And then once we understand the obstacles or the problems, then we could design some solutions to help. So, but we try to make it a very easy process. We try to make a very collaborative, open, honest assessment. And, you know, we've had great success so far. And I think it's been a good experience for not only for OC Reilly, but for our clients.
John, are you seeing a trend to shift the bar there and kind of raise the bar in the way of nutritionally beneficial foods?
No question. You know, just from a sustainability and nutrition standpoint, using more organic ingredients, also fresh goods. So as opposed to items that are coming in pre-prepared, you know, taking the time in the kitchen to make sure that the ingredients are as fresh as they possibly could be, to maximize the nutritional benefits, again, for patients and for employees. So that is a huge emphasis. And, you know, we had a recent opportunity where it was a remote location, actually up in Alaska, and they wanted to make sure, because of the type of patients and employees they had, where they wanted to utilize half of their food was gathered locally, and it was all natural. And I mean, it made sense. And I mean, for their religious beliefs, for their nutritional beliefs, and so on. And so we, you know, we understood that, and we're prepared to, you know, work with them to achieve what nutritional goals that they wanted to achieve. So that's just one example. Well, I could tell you the frontline leadership is key. I mean, somebody that not only has the experience, but understands what both patients and staff want from their program. So I think that's critical, as well as, you know, when I say leadership, it's not only understanding how a food service operation, but really understands the employees. And listen, it's a difficult job to recruit the right people for food service roles within a hospital. So it's not uncommon for turnover to be higher than some of the other departments. So, you know, what is that leader doing to keep people motivated for training, for job satisfaction, things of those type? And so if you have good leadership, it's not only the technical skills, but it's how they're leading their people, as well as a lot of the leadership, you know, can go out and work closely with the nutritionists. And if there are any questions or current concerns, I mean, they could talk to patients and get some feedback and then take that feedback and utilize it and start tweaking. So it really starts with the frontline leadership. I think that's key. There's been, you know, outside, say acute care, you know, some long-term care business, that national type business that we've worked with. There's most definitely a seven-figure opportunity. So, but again, it depends on the size and the scope of the opportunity and what some of the complexities are. And that's the other thing I think OC Riley is very good at is taking a very complex situation, bringing it down to its simplest format, and so that it's very understandable and hopefully obvious what not only what some of the opportunities are, but what some of the solutions we want to put in place. Yeah, and I think I touched upon it earlier that if it's an existing food service operation that's been operating, heck, you know, even if it's a year or older, whether it be new manager or a new company coming in, just a fresh set of eyes looking at something. And again, based on our experience of what we've seen, I mean, we've got a great amount of knowledge where we've seen some very innovative and creative ways of driving better quality and efficiencies in the quality of the food, the quality of the production, the quality of the distribution and the whole supply chain aspect. Again, I think that it just getting a perspective because I've been in that role where you've been doing the same thing for so long, you think you're doing all the right things and there's a good chance you are, but I would have loved to have somebody come in and take a look at what I'm doing to either confirm what I'm doing is the right thing or if there's a different way of doing it. And I think that's incredible value that OC Riley could bring.
Well, that's it for today's edition of the OC Riley Bottom Line Podcast. Visit OCRiley.com for more information and updates on healthcare supply chain issues. I'm PJ O'Connor. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.